time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Now, let me tell you some of the ingredient lists as of 2018 in vaccines. Would be nice to brag about science and medicine having come so far, but that's impossible in regards to vaccines when they're used to make humans sick and dysfunctional, especially newborn babies and infants and children. To give the hepatitis B vaccine at birth, I think, is malpractice. A child's antibody system is not designed yet, and it takes at least 8 days before it kicks in. Also, when the infant nurses and that first milking for that first day or so is colostrum, and that colostrum is where the memory of the immune system is transferred from the mother to the child. So that is necessary, and it takes 8 days for those antibodies to start taking effect. Well, the theory that vaccines are legitimate and cause no issues is not convincing anymore, because we know about the issues and what's been happening. But these are the top 9 vaccine ingredients that you would never eat if found in food. So why allow them to be injected into muscle tissue, especially of children? So number 1 is the infected African green monkey kidney cells that are raised in Africa. And that was the African green monkey is where the AIDS virus came from. And they showed that Dr. Boyd Graves, a graduate of Annapolis, did all kinds of research back in the 90s and early 2000s. And green monkey virus that have been contaminated are in all of your vaccines. Number 2 is deadly porcine or pig virus called Sircovirus, highly experimental rotavirus. Also, number 3 is fetal cells from human abortions. They collect those fetal cells from abortions in Planned Parenthood, and they use those cells in vaccine because they cause an autoimmune response. It's like injecting self, other human cells, directly into the blood. The next one, number 4, is peanut oil. And you now have a huge and severe peanut allergy throughout the United States and childhood anaphylactic shocks. And that's peanut oil since the 1980s. And that peanut oil is the cause of all of these severe childhood peanut allergies. You also have latex from syringes that are poked through the latex via stoppers, hence severe childhood latex allergies. You also have number 6, the FD&C yellow dye number 6. You have aluminum lake dye. And why would we need to put colorful dyes into vaccines? And why would we put aluminum when aluminum has been shown to accumulate in the brain of Alzheimer's patients? Also, number 7 is squalene, and it's the main causes of all of the autoimmune disorders that children are now being born with and getting younger and younger. You now have 5-year-olds with type 2 diabetes. You have rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, anaphylactic shocks. Number 8, over 50 parts per million of mercury still found in flu shots. 50 parts per million of mercury still found in flu shots. And number 9 is genetically modified DNA from other humans. Foreign proteins cause unnatural immune reactions. All of these sound like some crazy brew from some witch's brew in the forest that we would hear back in the 1600s. But this is what they put in these vaccines. And the idea is you put these foreign substances directly into the bloodstream and it causes autoimmune responses. When you look at how all humans are exposed to bacteria or viruses, you'll get a scratch on your arm or your hand or your leg or your foot. What happens in that scratch, an immediate response occurs and white blood cells immediately go to where that scratch is. And any bacteria or viruses trying to enter the body through that area are immediately tagged by the lymphocytes and macrophages, so the body is able to handle that right as normal immune response. No way do we ever have anything injected directly into the bloodstream that goes directly to the immune system. So Think of that. We're injecting directly into the blood in children before their systems are even able to handle it. Modern vaccines are not meant to prevent disease. They originally started for income for pharmaceutical companies. They cause long-term disorders that earn big pharma companies huge fortunes. So these are some of the ingredient lists that are in vaccines. But what I want to do now is play, because it's less than, it's only about a minute long, I want to play something from Robert Kennedy Jr.
Okay. I spent my legal career fighting against devastating environmental crises like water pollution and climate change. But I don't think that there's any crisis that is as devastating or threatening to all of our values and everything we care about as a nation, as a people, and the epidemic of chronic disease in America's children. In 1986, prior to the explosion of the vaccine schedule, only 12.4% of America's children had a chronic disease. Today, it's 54% of our children have diseases like ADD, ADHD, autism, autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile diabetes, and the anaphylaxis diseases like asthma and food allergies. We know from the science that all of these diseases can be caused by the ingredients in vaccines. And we know the epidemic of these diseases exploded after the dramatic expansion of the vaccine schedule that took place in 1989. That doesn't mean that all these epidemics are definitely being caused by vaccines. But it means that we ought to be doing the science. And anybody who tells you that the science has eliminated vaccines as a culprit in these epidemics is not telling you the truth.
People can disagree all you want, but the science is real. And that's why I pulled this from Robert Kennedy Jr. So we will be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. Over 50% of children now having chronic autoimmune diseases, where back it was only 12%. Now over 50%. And think of that. When it comes down to it, a lot of people don't even realize the foods that they're eating are not even real foods anymore. Another article that came out is one of the reasons that Americans are becoming more and more unhealthy, children becoming more and more unhealthy. Diseases are rampant throughout the world, and especially in the United States, Americans don't eat real food anymore. They consume cheap, lab-concocted, genetically modified, junk science food-like stuff. Processing American food began after World War II, when we started canning produce and adding preservatives. Now, that was a pretty good thing, to have canned produce. It was very difficult back then to have foods, but you can take cans and put them on your shelf, and as long as they stay cool, that was really pretty good. So they were adding that. But then in the 50s, scientists figured out that adding antibiotics to animal feed increased the livestock growth rate, and they got fat. Okay, then in the early 80s, the U.S. began extensively using hormones on livestock and, you know, all the beef and lamb and pork and chickens and turkeys. And then they started genetically engineering crops to contain bug killers and weed killers. And they started to change the DNA of crops. Artificial sweeteners became popular that decade also. Next, they added in industrial-based artificial food coloring, high-fructose corn syrup, chemically conditioned gluten, glyphosate-ridden wheat, genetically modified wheat and corn, and what have you got? A country full of sick humans dying too young from heart disease, dying too young from cancer, from diabetes, from osteoporosis, and getting Alzheimer's disease because Americans don't eat real food anymore. They just eat junk science, processed food-like products, chock full of concentrated salts and synthetic sweeteners and artificial hormones, chemical conditioners, preservatives that add shelf life to the products, all the while shortening human life. So it looks like food, it smells like food, tastes like food, but it's really just some lab-altered, genetically modified junk science food stuff. So that's what's in the food. So now, let me make a comment about vaccines and this type of food. If you are parents and you eat a regular American diet, and your kids have Trixer for Kids or Cocoa Puffs, or you eat at fast food restaurants and Big Macs and Taco Bells and all of the other food, my suggestion is to continue using vaccines. Continue using the medical profession the way it was designed, because your bodies are so compromised, your immune systems are so compromised, that go ahead and take the vaccines. Same with adults. I tell adults, if you're eating garbage and eating out and eating synthetic foods, then go ahead and get your flu vaccine and go ahead and get whatever other vaccines that you want. But if you are someone that is conscious, that has decided to put healthy food into your body, fresh fruits and vegetables, as organic as possible, and you take the supplements and the nutrients and the herbs, then, again, question whether you need to be injecting any of the vaccine stuff into your bodies. There are plenty of children out there that have not had vaccines, and an unvaccinated child does not affect a vaccine child. If you are a vaccine-laden child, then you shouldn't be getting that disease. So that's a fallacy to think that unvaccinated children can hurt vaccinated children. You can use this information how you desire. And my job as a naturopath is to tell you the truth. And that's one of the things that I pride myself on. And again, if you're eating a regular American diet and you don't take your vitamins and or you're just taking one a day or Flintstones vitamins, make sure you follow the advice of your pediatrician and take all the vaccines. But again, if you are conscious and you're conscious parents and you're raising your children differently so that they don't eat out at fast food restaurants and they don't eat that kind of food and they're not having artificial foods for breakfasts, again, then you don't have to do those. Then I would question the value of those vaccines.
What are the top five herbs for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, that's a great question. Now, let me preface this, that don't think that if someone has lymphoma, you have a form of cancer, that you can just take a couple of herbs or different herbs and that you're going to be okay. You know, a lot of people come into the store and they all want a magic button. Okay, it's not like that. Yes, there are some phenomenal nutrients that kill cancer. And these nutrients are very strong, and yes, they're available. But don't think you can just take a few nutrients and that you're going to protect your body. It's a lifestyle change. Everything counts. When someone comes into the brick-and-mortar store and they go, my mother has arthritis, do you have an herb for that? Or someone has pancreatic cancer, do you have an herb for that? And they want a magic button. There are no magic buttons. It's a lifestyle change. It's how you sleep. It's how much water you drink. It's what kind of water you drink. It's the foods that you eat. And then again, gets into the nutritional aspects of what nutrients you can consume. There are some very specific nutrients that are very specific against cancers and autoimmune diseases. Number one is the compounds, that, as an example, that you get in ginger root, and it's gingerols, and those are chemicals found in ginger root. So drinking ginger tea, it's one of the best herbs in the world for blood pressure or for the circulatory system. Okay, and they pack quite an anti-cancer punch. And there's a number of type of gingerols and other cancer-fighting compounds found in ginger root, such as zingerone and paradols and 6-shogaols and gingerols in particular. These are all different kinds of chemicals in ginger root. So that would be number one, ginger. root. There was actually a study from 2016 from the Center for Plant Biotechnology and Molecular Biology, and they declared ginger, especially 6-gingerol, is one of the most potent anti-cancer compounds found in ginger. India, by the way, really consumes a lot of ginger and turmeric, and that's where the study was done. Other studies have also shown the effects of ginger. So that's number one. Number two is the chemicals sulforaphanes that are found in cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and kale and mustard greens and cabbages. And these compounds now are in immune complexes that you can get, gingerols. So you can get these herbs, you can get these chemicals that are put into different kinds of supplements. So the organic sulfur-bound compounds that are in cruciferous vegetables. That's why oftentimes you have that sulfury smell from broccoli and Brussels sprouts and mustards and cabbage, mustard greens. So these are amazing phytochemicals that destroy cancer cells, and they can also reduce inflammation that contributes to cancer. Number three, of course, is vitamin C, and you want to take a good vitamin C complex that's a full-spectrum vitamin C. Now, it's one of the only vitamins that I suggest a time release for, because vitamin C, you can only absorb so much in 3 hours or so, 500 milligrams, and then you'll pee out the rest. So if you want, you have to spread vitamin C out over a long period of time, 24 hours. And studies have shown from Linus Pauling onward that vitamin C can reduce inflammation, fight free radicals, and in the right dose, it even can kill off cancer cells. Next one is quercetin, which is found in part of the vitamin C complex, and it's a specific flavonoid that's a specific nutrient that reduces cancer by up to 50%. And it's an antioxidant nutrient that helps protect cells from DNA and damage caused by free radicals. So that's part of the vitamin C complex. Next one is vitamin D. And vitamin D3 is the specific vitamin D that I would use, not vitamin D2 that is a prescription. And they've shown that when you get your vitamin D levels up in a blood test from 75 to 95, you cut your risk of every known cancer by 75%. Now, that's a huge amount. Now, think of that, 75% reduction in cancer. Number six would be curcumin, which is the main chemical in turmeric. And turmeric, again, has been found to dramatically lower your risk of cancer and fight free radical damage. Another one is proanthocyanidins that's found in grape skins and grape seed extract and in the wine. And these are called proanthocyanidins or anthocyanidins. And these are also slow cancer growth, and they kill cancer cells, and they're very strong anti-inflammatories. And then the last one that I would put on there is olive oil, which is good fats. I would also add coconut oil, because healthy fats are what's needed. And do not listen to the government where they tell you to lower your amount of fats. You need to eat fat to be able to lose weight. Fats make you feel good. Fats make your hormones work. Fats are needed for every cell in the body, your brain. So olive oil, eating olives, walnuts, avocados, coconut oil, these need to be consumed every single day. Anyway, I hope that answered the question. I didn't talk specific herbs, but these are the chemicals that are very specific against cancer. Okay, we will be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. So we've got questions and callers.
Alamogordo here.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us.
My daughter and her family live in Virginia, and her one-year-old came home from childcare with hoof or foot and mouth disease.
Oh, my gosh.
And now the whole, all four in the family have it, the mother, the father, and the two children. What could they do to
Here's what I would suggest.
Help that out.
Yeah, there's a product, used to be called Alkagenesis, and it was, now it's called Life, L-I-P-H. It was studied in Texas Tech University for about almost 10 years. And it is it's called a silica hydride, and it's a very high pH, 13.7 pH product. And it's probably one of the strongest immune stimulants known to man. I know the scientist that developed it. I have a colleague in Nigeria, Osman Onyeke. He's part of a big hospital in Nigeria. We sent him product, and they tested it on AIDS and hepatitis and diabetes, and it knocked out hepatitis C. That would be the product of choice, and you can order that through Health Naturally or 915-833-0222. You take a 2-ounce bottle, it's a very strong concentrate, and you pour it into a gallon container of healthy water, filtered water, distilled water, Kangen water, doesn't matter. And that becomes the solution that you drink. So that 2-ounce bottle goes into a gallon. Now, when someone has a heavy condition like this, what I would have them drink, and all of them can drink, about 3 ounces three times a day. The children, the small children, can drink about 1 or 2 ounces three times a day. Put a little teeny bit of grape juice, like the clear grape juice, and it'll cut the taste. What happens when you get the higher pH of an item, it'll after a while, it'll start to taste funny, like fish oil. So when you're up at 13.7, which 14 is the maximum, it tastes like dirty fish water or pond scum. So you put a little grape juice, it'll taste like the grape. And anyway, they would drink that. That would be number one. The other thing that I would do is you can even use that in a spray bottle, or I would get plain old hydrogen peroxide, that's 69 cents in a brown bottle that you get anywhere, and I would put it in a spray bottle. You might even dilute it, if you dilute it to that bottle with 50% distilled water, then you cut the dose to about 1.5% instead of 3%, and you spray that on the children's hands and then wipe it with a washcloth. You spray it on doorknobs, or you spray that on the phone where they're talking, or on countertops, wherever you say cutting up chicken or beef. After you clean it, you would spray it with a little of that hydrogen peroxide, like the butcher block or the table. Hydrogen peroxide, you have to be careful where the disease is coming from. So you want to stay hygienically clean. We use something simple. Instead of bleach or chlorine bleach, you use something simple like hydrogen peroxide. That's what I would do. That's the easiest. The other thing is make sure that all of the individuals are taking vitamin D3. We usually give K2, vitamin K2, always with vitamin D, especially as an adult. But you can get vitamin D3 in dry. So that a child can take maybe between 1,000 and 5,000 units a couple times a day. An adult can take 5,000 units twice a day to 10,000, and that's going to help stimulate the immune system. And then the last thing that I would use is iodine, pure iodine, whether it's iodide or potassium iodine. I use Lugol's solution, which is iodine, and you'd put one drop of that solution, a 5% solution, and you'd put that into a glass of water and you would drink it. Or when someone has a very specific condition, like an infection, instead of one drop, I would put 5 drops directly into that water and have them drink it. You can even take that same water with the, let's say, a half a dropper's full, and put that on your hands and rub your hands, and they'll have a little a kind of yellowish tint because of the iodine. That's also a very strong disinfectant. So again, you have to be careful because it's your hands that you have to keep clean, and also your face. So don't touch your face. So iodine, vitamin D, Life, these are the products that I would use for any kind of health condition.
My father has a history of diabetes and hypertension and was recently diagnosed with stage 4 kidney disease. What can you recommend for advanced kidney disease? Thank you.
Well, the first thing they're going to have to look at is talk to their doctor about possible kidney dialysis. There's a couple of blood tests that they need. There's a kidney profile blood test. It's a number of tests. It's three tests specifically. One is called BUN, which stands for blood urea nitrogen. And we want that, say, between 12 and 15. Once it starts to go up above, say, 25 or 30, you're going to have to look at kidney disease. Once it's going up 45 to 55, 60, once it's up that high, you're probably going to need to be on dialysis for a time. The second one is creatinine, and that's how well kidneys get rid of waste from sugars. The BUN is how well the kidneys get rid of waste from proteins. So creatinine, it gets high. You want that about below 1.1, maybe 0.7, 0.8. But once it starts to be above, say, 1.2, you look at it. But when it's up as high as 4 or 5, 6, 7, that's another issue that has to do with possible dialysis. The third test is called the estimated glomerular filtration rate, or EGFR. And that's a specific test that tells you how your kidneys are filtering. Because your kidneys do two things. They regulate your blood and what's in the blood, and then they help to regulate the fluids in the body. So you can be peeing very well, but your kidneys are not filtering out the toxic material. And that's what the EGFR shows. Now, you want the EGFR to be above 60. Okay, that's the norm. It's the percentage of filtration. Once it starts to be below 20, you're going to look at a severe kidney disease in probably stage 4 or 5. Once that EGFR is below 15, then dialysis is mandated. So you have to look at that. If you do have kidney disease, it depends upon what caused it. If it's a necrosis factor where the kidneys are actually breaking down, that's very difficult to fix. But sometimes it might just be deficiency syndromes, and that's how we use herbs and vitamins to help correct deficiency syndrome. You have to be careful with kidney disease that potassium can get too high or phosphorus can get too high. And so you would look at those at blood tests, and if those are getting high, then for sure you're going to go to your nephrologist. And listen, once those numbers are that bad, kidney dialysis is warranted, and death is so permanent, and kidney dialysis can keep you alive for many, many years. So even in holistic health, listen, you have to do what you have to do. Staying alive is more important than being a fanatic and saying, I'm not going to do this medical treatment or that. You know, I'm only a holistic health person. No, you do what is needed. And sometimes an antibiotic is needed. You can always make up what you can do about that. But antibiotics, you have to be careful. Taking a lot of ibuprofen and pain medication, that can affect the kidneys. But anybody with a kidney disease, you'd have to get those blood tests, the BUN, the creatinine, and the EGFR. That's going to tell the kidney doctor whether they can do it. Now, again, no matter how bad the numbers are, you can eat healthy. Again, you have to be careful of the amount of phosphorus and the amount of potassium. So you have to just watch those two nutrients, because then the kidneys have difficulty filtering those. But eating raw fruits and vegetables that are organic, or cooked vegetables that are organic, and you can actually take those cooked vegetables and put them in a blender, add maybe a little coconut milk, so it becomes like a creamed soup, and it's a lot easier to eat your vegetables that way. Asparagus is one of the specific things for kidneys. Also the herb juniper berry, and juniper berry are or cedar berries these are natural diuretics. Vitamin C is a natural diuretic. And again, I would use the vitamin C with the full bioflavonoid complement to it, with like things like quercetin and hesperitin and all of the full vitamin C complex. So all of those will help. I think that answered that question. Hope you got that. We use a compound called Lugol's solution. It's been around for about 150 years. It's potassium iodine and iodide and different forms of the proper iodine. And you mix that with water and you take it. Now, you can also eat seaweeds. There's kombu and wakame and dulse and kelp, and those are natural forms of iodine. Black horseradish is another form of really good iodine. So these are eating fish from like wild salmon or sardines or herring or mackerel. Those are fish that are going to help give you iodine. So iodine is critical for the thyroid function, and it's critical against all autoimmune diseases or any disease for that matter. When your thyroid is healthy and you have enough iodine in the system for each of the cells, you can't get three things. You can't get a viral disease, you can't get a bacterial disease, and you can't get cancer. So that's one of the reasons that we work on the thyroid in almost any disease state. So iodine is critical. You always start with one drop a day, and you slowly build up. You would take, after 4, 5, or 6 days, you would add another drop into the water, and over a period of time, you might build up to 5 drops, which is a pretty good dose. That's about 35, almost 40 milligrams of iodine. And the average Japanese person gets about 25 milligrams per day of iodine. And so that's a critical nutrient that has to be taken in. In the United States, the maximum or what the average person gets is about 25 micrograms. Okay, so you really need to take 1,000 times the amount of iodine to get your body up to beat autoimmune diseases and cancers. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Who do we have online? Who's next?
What is good for rheumatoid arthritis and osteoporosis?
Two totally separate issues. Osteoporosis is an aging, has to do with aging and how the cells work. You have two kinds of bone cells, osteoblasts and osteoclasts. What happens is one bone cell lays down new bone and one bone cell eats old bone. And what happens is you go older, you lose the osteoblasts, which put down new bone. And for those of you, do not take Fosamax or Boniva or any of those, because what those drugs do is they stop the production of osteoclasts. And osteoclasts are the bone cells that eat old, dead, diseased bones. So what happens when you take those drugs and a year later you get a bone density test and your bone density is better? It's not better with new bone. It's because the old, dead, diseased bone is not being taken care of. And so what happens is that the bones become more and more brittle, and you can end up with a necrosis of the bone, and you can actually die from that infection. So don't take those prescription medications. I think, again, that that is malpractice. Now, what you can take to keep your bones healthy, there's certain nutrients that are needed. That's vitamin D, but at high doses, a minimum of 10,000 units a day if you have osteoporosis. And then you would want to take it with vitamin K2, at least I'm going to say 500 micrograms per 5,000 units of vitamin D3, and that has to be vitamin D3, even a one full milligram for every 5,000 units of vitamin D3. So those two are number one. You want to get your vitamin D levels up to between 75 and 95, and that'll also protect you from cancer. And the vitamin D with the K2 will help tell the minerals to go back to your bones. Actually, it'll help pull them out of the plaque that's in the arteries and send those minerals back to the bone. Then, of course, you need vitamin C. According to Linus Pauling, you need vitamin C and you need the amino acid L-lysine. And those work together in a 2-to-1 ratio, 2 vitamin C to 1 L-lysine. So I use a vitamin C that's 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C complex, but it's time release, and 500 milligrams of L-lysine. You could take that one of those pills one twice a day, 3 times a day, and that's going to help redo bone. And then there's another one, it's a very common deficiency, and it's a very dangerous deficiency that most doctors overlook, and that's magnesium. Magnesium deficiency of that may really cause all kinds of problems. Magnesium boosts your heart health. Slashes your risk of death from any heart issue. It supports healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Keeps the inner lining of your blood vessels and arteries smooth and elastic. It promotes healthy muscles and nerve function. It increases bone density by regulating calcium transport, especially with vitamin D and vitamin K2. It balances your mood, helps you to sleep better at night, and all kinds of things. Some of the deficiency syndrome of magnesium is bone pain and muscle aches and pain and muscle tightness, spasms, twitches, tingling. You know how your eye sometimes twitches up in the corner of your eye? That, again, I would add magnesium. One of the most common symptoms of a magnesium deficiency is constipation, also headaches, chronic fatigue, mental tensions, and tensions of any kind, especially anxiety and panic disorders or any kind of mood swings or irritability. All of that is controlled by magnesium. Restless leg syndrome is another. Cravings for chocolate or coffee. And being very ticklish, where it's hard to feel anything because you squirm, and that's again part of a magnesium deficiency. A severe claustrophobia is also a part of a mental issue that's magnesium related. So about 80% of adults are magnesium deficient. So you can want to get anywhere around 500-600 milligrams of magnesium per day. Not magnesium oxide, but you can get magnesium citrate. And let me tell you, magnesium deficiency increases your risk of sudden heart attacks by about 50%, and that is caused by magnesium deficiency. So magnesium is for your entire cardiovascular system. So while it helps with osteoporosis, it's also helping with the circulatory system. So I think they mentioned both of those in the question. And so that's how you deal with your bones and your brain and your muscles and tendons and ligaments. Now, rheumatoid arthritis is a very different. That's an autoimmune disease. Now, in naturopathy, we don't agree with autoimmune disease. We think that's junk science. Autoimmune diseases are something that the body is broken, it's attacking itself, and we don't know why. Well, that's just not accurate. The body doesn't do anything without a good reason. And so when tissues get compromised, especially because of all the vaccines, one of the ingredients in vaccines is mycoplasma bacteria, especially mycoplasma fermentosa, and that affects the immune system. If you go to any medical microscopist that does live cell and HLB blood tests using a very high-powered microscope, there's not an autoimmune disease that doesn't show mycoplasma in the blood floating around and other kinds of garbage floating in the blood. When you look at the blood under a live cell microscope, you can tell how toxic the person is. When they get on a program and then 2 weeks to a month later they come in and look at their blood again, either that blood is different or they didn't do what we said, or we said the wrong thing. Again, for your immune system, just to finish with that, vitamin D, vitamin K, the same nutrients for the bones, vitamin C with L-lysine. But anytime you have an autoimmune disease, you want to add the product Life, L-I-P-H, and you mix that up. And again, the studies were done by Texas Tech University, and that is for any autoimmune disease, any viral disease or anything like that, especially mycoplasma. As far as antibiotics, there's only doxycycline or amoxicillin that goes after mycoplasma, so most antibiotics do not work for that type of bacterial infection, but we see it in every autoimmune disease. So taking those nutrients, that'll really help with autoimmune disease. And then, again, the same nutrients to build bones because of your joints are breaking down, your cartilage, your ligaments. Sulfur, MSM, which is methyl sulfuranone methane, that's extremely important. Any of the sulfur compounds are important to build connective tissue. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Anyway, just before we go to the calls, there's a great article that came out, and it's about honey. This is from the United Arab Emirates University. It's about honey that is produced by bees in deserts, arid regions of the world. And here in El Paso, we are very similar to any of the Middle East Arab countries. And this was a study that was published in the British Medical Journal and the Journal of Complementary and Alternative Medicine. They compared the various kinds of honey from desert climates against those from non-arid regions to forests and other areas. They found that the honey that comes from the arid regions, the deserts, have the highest anti-inflammatory activity and have more antioxidants than any other honeys. So the reason I mention that is because those of you listening in Alamogordo or El Paso or Las Cruces, any of the arid areas, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, anywhere, get the local raw honeys from these regions. That honey can also be used for children with respiratory infections or throat infections. You can take a teaspoon of that honey, and it's they are antiviral, antibacterial. Honey is a natural, sterile environment, and so honey doesn't break down very easily, and it's one of those things that can last a long time. So eating honeycomb or honey from arid deserts has very high antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, and the studies were done. They tested all kinds of different chemicals that are in those honeys. Anyway, honey is available here, and raw honeys are available in the deserts here, so you want to start consuming that. It's very high. Also, the bee pollen from those regions. So bee pollen is one of the top proteins in the world. It has every known nutrient and every known enzyme. So it is one of the most powerful nutrients you can take. A teaspoon of that a couple times a day in any kind of smoothie, and you will be doing your body and mind some very, very healthy nutrients.
Good morning, Dr. Ben-Joseph.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
George, I'm speaking in behalf of a friend of mine.
Yes.
She had a heart attack, and actually her heart had stopped for about 3 to 4 minutes, but she came back.
Oh, my.
She had prior stents, and I think she said her stents were clogged. They restented her about 2 years ago. And she was asking me how can she have those stents, you know, still keep them clean without clogging up again?
That's a great question. And that information is going to come from Linus Pauling. And he was one of the greatest scientists of the 20th century. He's won a Nobel Prize for chemistry. But he talks about vitamin C and L-lysine to help take plaque out of the body. But what we would add to that, which he didn't have back then, is we would add things like serapeptase. And serapeptase is an enzyme that breaks down plaque and breaks down plaque out of the arteries. But you also want vitamin D and K2 to send those minerals back to the bones so that they don't build up plaque. So the vitamin C and the L-lysine help, and then I would add magnesium, that keeps the pliability of the arteries. Because what causes the plaque to build up is they lose their pliability, and arteries beat just like the heart. They squeeze and relax, squeeze and relax. So what happens when they become more and more brittle, they crack, and the body doesn't want any blood leaking through the cracks. So what happens? It will build a Band-Aid, and that's the plaque deposit is the Band-Aid. So Band-Aids don't cause heart disease. It's the cracking of the arteries that cause the heart disease. So magnesium, vitamin C, L-lysine, those are going to be what's necessary. And then the magnesium also for the heart help to keep the arteries clean. And the vitamin D and the vitamin K2. So this is what I would add, and that will keep the arteries clean. And there also is a technique called chelation therapy that you can go to one of the new A for M type doctors, the biological doctors, and it's an IV drip with EDTA, and that will actually take the plaque out of the arteries.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, George. Thank you so much. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Ibuprofen, which is one of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that's told to really that it's 100% safe. Well, a new article that came out that taking ibuprofen regularly increases the risk of cardiac arrest by 30%. It's one of the biggest mistakes many of us make when it comes to our healthcare choices, is to divide the pharmacy into two sections in our mind: the over-the-counter, no-limit, it's safe section, and the behind-the-counter, must-have-a-prescription, dangerous section. And it's easy to conclude that not needing a prescription means that the drug is safe. It's not accurate, and you have to be careful, because nothing could be further from the truth. So there was a Danish study, and the study found that the link between the use of ibuprofen had a 31% increase in the risk of cardiac arrest. And it was reported by Natural Health 365, and that's a news journal magazine online, and they monitor studies like this. And they reviewed the ibuprofen study. It was also published in the European Heart Journal, Cardiovascular Pharmotherapy. And so they found that some of the other drugs in this class are even more dangerous. So you've got ibuprofen and diglycophenac, for example, are commonly used to treat pain associated with arthritis. And they were found to increase cardiac arrest by a staggering 50%. So please be careful. And just because you don't need a prescription doesn't mean it's safe. Again, painkillers are commonly prescribed for arthritis are sometimes more dangerous than previously believed. This came from the press release by the European Society of Cardiology, and they explained the researchers and how they arrived at these findings. So Anyway, that is an important article because in the United States, a lot of people are taking ibuprofen. Please be careful. If you don't need it, then be careful. You might check out MSM. That can really help. Magnesium can help. Magnets can help. Drinking ginger tea to increase circulation. Essential oils to put on areas of pain soak right into the skin and are anti-inflammatory. So all of those are important. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Dr. Ben Joseph. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
You do a great job. I'm in El Paso, and you do a great job here, and I've been to your store, and I love it. But I'm going to get right to my question. And back to the vaccine issue and questions, my son recently graduated and is a research student. He spent two summers ago in Costa Rica. He had to take rabies. He had to take a couple other vaccines, and he's currently in Ecuador and had to take the yellow fever. So he's had all of this stuff now, and so I'm concerned that I need to do some kind of cleanse or recommend some kind of cleanse for him to take when he gets back.
That's a good idea. Again, one of the things to really clear viral and bacterial is this new product. It's available at our store called Life, or L-I-P-H. It used to be called Alkagenesis, and it's been known by a number of names. And it was studied by Texas Tech University, and they studied it for 10 years. And they studied against viral diseases, bacterial diseases. They studied against diabetes, and it's a profound liquid. It's a 13.7 pH silica hydride. And anyway, that's that would be a product that I would take for any kind of viral or detoxing. And again, general detoxing, you'll hear a lot of naturopaths talk about you need to do a liver detox, a kidney detox, all these detoxing. The main thing that you need to do to detox is eat healthy, because your body's always constantly doing metabolism. You don't necessarily have to do a detox. You can change your lifestyle and eat healthy, drink water, get plenty of sleep, and do some exercise, and your body will take care of itself. And it will start, as you build vitality, it will start going out and taking care of itself. So no problem. That's one of the ways that I would deal with it. I would make sure I'm getting all my nutrients in, and some of those nutrients that I talked about, grapeseed extract and pine extract and magnesium and vitamin C and the full vitamin C bioflavonoids and the carotenoids from vitamin A and fish oils that are anti-inflammatory. So these are all the things that keep the body metabolism healthy. So anyway, that's what I would do on that. Is that pretty clear?
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate everything you do for us.
Oh, thank you so much. Let's see. Maybe I can get this last one in, and where a lot of these sicknesses are coming from. Superbug genes are floating around in the air of the 19 global cities, warn scientists. The next global pandemic, they say, is already in the making. They tested the air in over 19 of the cities. For many cities, air quality is a major public health concern. Oh my gosh, you go to China and you can barely see the smog is so bad. So anyway, new research has shown that it's not just the exhaust fumes people need to be worried about. 19 global cities, genes from antibiotic-resistant bacteria are present in the air, and these airborne antibiotic-resistant genes could lead the way to serious and potentially lethal infections for many people. So again, it's another reason to drink your water, get proper sleep, do some de-stressing, clear your mind, take all of the vitamins and minerals, and you want to eat healthy. And these are the things that, whether there's bacteria in the air or whether you take vaccines or not, that's the way you stay healthy. That's how you look forward to the future and staying healthy with staying eating and doing the right things, making the right choices. And so the World Health Organization talks about the threats to global health. Again, I want to say thank you. Natural Solutions Radio, Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be back next week. week with another show. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.